128. A case of insanity? Are you insinuating that I am insane? The patient blurted out indignantly. I insist that you release me immediately from this institution. Please rest at ease, my dear Mr. Brown. I have treated innumerable cases such as yours, and have a great deal of insight. Patients who suffer from insanity invariably respond in the manner you have just done, replied the doctor. The medicine you are about to receive is a recent innovation for the treatment of senile dementia. It inhibits the violent mood swings that are common in patients such as yourself. We shall initiate your treatment right away, with an initial dose of just 10 milligrams. By the way, we seem to have a slight problem with our in-house records. Is your first name initial a B or a P? It's P, Mr. Brown replied meekly. I want you to understand, doctor, you are hurting my innermost feelings. With a callousness innate in ruthless criminals, and paying no further attention to the patient, the doctor inserted the needle into Peter Brown's lower arm and injected 3 times the recommended dose. Soon the inorganic chemical that was the main ingredient in the medicinal cocktail did its work, and Mr. P. Brown was inert and incapacitated. The doctor, however, was just thinking of one thing, forging his patient's will so as to get access to a substantial inheritance. The doctor was quite certain that if any inquisitive busybody were later to insist on an inquiry, he would be found innocent.